Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And as always, I have a fabulous show for you tonight. Julia Griffin is here with us. She is a much loved intuitive, and I'll add gifted psychic, who experienced awakening with wolves. And this encompasses hearing and seeing the energy of people, animals, and plants. Now, the wolves told her about the intuitive powers of mankind. Now, her gifts include seeing the path of the soul, clearing blocks and limitations, and finding perceived more peace and happily through life. She's known for her ability to create rapid change by shifting. Now, when Julia first contacted me on something totally different from this, then I was curious because I really liked her energy. And she gave me a little sample reading. I was so incredibly impressed. I couldn't wait for her to get on the show. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us the fabulous Julia Griffin. Julia, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. It's wonderful.
I am just thrilled that you're coming to join us. Everybody, that our call-in number show is 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. Same number every week. Okay, give us a little bit of background when you discovered that you were intuitive or psychic or however you want to label it when you had these incredible gifts.
Okay, I was always intuitive. I always had flashes about things that were going to happen. I always had strong feelings about people and sometimes about the future. But when I met wolves and they were real live wolves, I was really amazed because I had a normal amount of human fear, and I was so drawn to them I had to go into a cage with wild wolves, and the next thing I knew I was sitting on the ground playing with them. When I arrived home, they were talking to me, and they were giving me very accurate information. I'm an herbalist. I lived near a mountain then. They told me where certain herbs that I'd been looking for a long time grew. They told me who was going to call me the next day. They told me when I would get money. So naturally, I was intrigued, right? So through these wolves, I met a lady who raised wolves. They were legal in Georgia at that point. There were hybrid wolves. And so I started going over first once a week, then twice a week. Then I ended up living with wolves myself, and they're wonderful to live with if you're compatible with them. But they told me about the universe. They sent me energy. They awakened my gifts. And it was like going from a staticky telephone line to a clear one. You know, like all the things you think about people and you wonder why you feel that way, sort of like what you do with Know the Name. You receive information that clarifies it. And then I started knowing those things for other people. And it's been really a wonderful thing to have happen in my life. But I did have a pretty spontaneous awakening of in about 6 months to a year of going from just sort of being an intuitive average person to knowing all this information, which was just amazing.
Well, I will tell you, I am so thrilled that you're here, and we've got people already lining up online that would love to experience your gifts. And guys, Julia has this incredible offer for us that I will tell you about in a little moment or so. She has so reduced her prices and given us all a gift if we want a half-hour session with her, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Karen from Oregon, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you?
I was curious about maybe the first thing that you can hear or see.
Well, I don't do, like, you know, test me. The way that I do this is you tell me what you're working on or where you want me to see. I can see your light. And so if you talk about a problem or you talk about where you are in life, I would certainly say that you're aligned with the light and that you work on that. But you also have three or four big areas of confusion where you're sort of going in circles. And so I would say identify a problem if you like so we can clear some of that or talk a little bit about the direction in which you want to go.
My spirituality is a huge direction for me. I've lost all members of my immediate family, and so I'm looking for more guidance, if you will.
Okay, the first thing that I see here is that you need to choose a direction. You know, ask your spiritual guides and teachers to make it clearer to you what you should do with your gifts. You do have gifts. Let's delete and uncreate some of your loneliness. Let's send light and move some of that away. And let's make it so that you feel more secure in your life. And let's just bring in an angel that's going to start giving you answers with that. I think as you hone in on using your gifts, and I would say anything that appeals to you right now, try it. See what it's like if you move into a state of being more of a teacher or taking something and thinking about teaching it. I know you already do that on a lesser level. I'm saying do it on a bigger level. And then see where that's going. I think that will raise your vibrations, and you'll meet people who will become your spiritual family, and you won't feel lonely much longer. Does that help?
Okay.
I mean, these are just abbreviated readings, so I'm just taking what's on the surface.
Right. Yes, it does help. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Karen. Amy, you are next on the line. Amy from California.
Hey, Amy, how can I help you?
Well, so much gratitude you're even doing this show. I was researching your website, and I listened to your last talk, and I resonated with it because I love nature.
Oh, good.
I am. Yeah. Nature's my best friend. And we're very wet in San Diego the last 2 days, and it's just frustrating me because I can't get my nature the way I like to. But anyhow, yeah, Sharon knows. I am just always on this hamster wheel where I want to move forward. I want to do food and nutrition work, and I don't feel worthy. I don't feel valued. I don't know how to amplify my energy so I can make income. And
these are childhood blocks that came into being around the age of 13 or 14. I'm seeing them on your first and second chakra. Let's go ahead and delete whatever we can of that, past, present, and future. There was also a confusion around food at that time, so let's delete and uncreate that. Let's align you with food is nourishing and nurturing for you, and it puts you in a state of love. And when you share that state of love, you allow abundance and prosperity to move in. And if you have some past lifetimes that are involved in this and have to do with starvation or greed or a little of both, let's delete and uncreate those. There's an attachment on your second chakra that has to do with women, your mother, or your aunt. Let's delete and uncreate that and make it that it's okay for you to be who you are. And my advice would be to go ahead and start any way that you can in your spare time. Say when you're not at work or you're not doing anything, anytime you receive an exchange for doing work for your nutritional stuff, go ahead and do more of it and thank the universe and say, see, universe, I'm going in the right direction. Help me with this some more.
Wow.
And that should
thank
get you,
you.
Started.
That made perfect sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have a write-in from Robin Diamant. It is her birthday today. She is 60, and she's celebrating, and she'd like to know if there's anything about her work, how much longer she should be in the classroom teaching, or, you know, when's a good time to change directions.
Okay, happy birthday, Robin. The first thing I'm seeing is that in the next 3 years, you'll have some really special spiritually gifted children who need your guidance. It's not about what you teach them in the classroom. It's about the light that you emit. As you're going through those 3 years, I would encourage you to find something that really interests you and fascinates you, because you still have a lot of energy. When you're not teaching, you're going to have a lot more. And you still have the desire to express your gifts. If you want to push it, you can go on for another 5 years, but I would say your soul contract is only to do this for 3 years. And there are special children who will come in, and I feel as though you will know them. I think this next school year you'll have three. So I hope that helps, and happy birthday.
Oh, she will be so thrilled to hear that, because at the end of every year she always questions, you know, should I go on? Should I quit? You know, what's the deal this year? So I'm sure she'll be thrilled with that.
Yeah. And then after that, you know, she can do something else, or she can go 2 years, but no more than that.
Okay. I'm sure I'll get feedback from her when she's listening to this later. She's out celebrating. That's why she wrote her. So I have a question for you, Julia.
Uh-huh.
We get so many mixed messages. We get, you better be storing food because it's all going to hell in a handbasket. And we get, we're getting light more poured into the universe and things are going to get better. And yet you read the newspaper and you think, oh my gosh, the place is falling apart. What is it that you see that's happening in the United States?
Okay, whenever you go to a higher level, whether it's a personal manifestation or a group manifestation, and we're certainly in a group consciousness awakening, you're always going to see extended or expanded duality. In other words, the dark side looks darker and bothers you more, and the light side looks brighter and seems better, and you're somewhere in the middle. You go in between those two dualities, and that's a normal thing. It feels extraordinarily extreme because so many of us are doing it at the same time. At this point, and so you can all do this, just click into your inner self. Say, Universe, give me the presence of my inner self. If mass consciousness or world consciousness is pulling me down, delete and uncreate. If people in my family or my life are pulling me down, delete and uncreate, return me to a higher state of consciousness. So it's important to know that when you're in a higher state of consciousness, you encounter a completely different world from the ones that everyone else is experiencing. For example, I went to the huge Mall of Georgia on Wednesday and no one was there. Now, that's just about impossible. But that was how it was. I went to a restaurant. I was just about the only person there with the people I was with. Service was immediate. I was at a higher vibration. Had I been in a lower vibration, I would have gotten traffic, rude people, things would have been crowded, and I would have waited forever for my food. So it's really important to know we're choosing consciousness. Now, whether or not this divides and we all go into this higher state of consciousness and the world becomes that way, and people join in, or it splits off, and we see an extended or an expanded set of circumstances that reflect this life that I've just said. If you're in a higher duality, that's what you experience. If you're in a lower duality, that's what you experience. Doesn't mean you can't go back and forth, but they're two different worlds. It can be one or the other, and I don't think that we've decided yet what we're going to create, but we're working on it.
Well, that's very encouraging. So, do you have a suggestion for when it gets tempting to go and join the lower vibration instead of keeping your vibrations as high as possible?
Okay, we're all going to go into lower vibrations sometimes. If we know about quantum physics and we start to observe ourselves, like, oh gosh, this is always what I do when I get upset. I get in a bad mood about this, and it's repetitive, it's a pattern. Gosh, I'm the one that's doing this, I know I am. You watch yourself do it, you observe. Only the inner self can observe, right? So if we go to quantum physics, whenever you add an observer, the circumstance has to change. At that point, you know that a part of you is creating your resonance with the lower vibration. So then I say, Universe, please connect me with higher thoughts, higher emotions, and my inner self. And in an hour or two, it'll switch over.
Wow, that sounds so easy.
Well, it takes a lot of practice. I mean, you know, I probably said that 100 times before it worked, but what the heck, it worked.
So, Julia, do you still talk with the wolves?
Yes, anytime I want to talk to them, they come right in, and I have lots of friends in other states who have wolves, so I visit with wolves, and if they want me to know something, they talk to me. They usually come in really strongly on the new moon and the full moon. And they, by the way, and the dolphins and the whales are working very hard on the world and on nature with the frequencies that they emit, with the sounds that they make. And they're seeing a beautiful world for us. So that gives me a tremendous amount of hope.
Well, I was going to say, I really have been doing my best to hold the hope. And with all the negative bombardment, I think more and more of us are turning off the television sets, not listening to the news, and just doing our best day by day.
Yes, and all I can say about television is that right now I'm streaming shows from 1995, so I'm a bit behind. It's been that long since I've watched it.
Well, those shows were a lot more positive and fun at that time.
Yeah, they were. They're fun.
But we do have some really good ones on today that like This Is Us and A Million Little Things, where people are really showing how to care about mm-hmm. your neighbors and how you get through everyday problems. So that's kind of, you know, that's positive.
Yeah, there's Gaia. There are all kinds of good things. And there's shows about quantum entanglement, and which a quantum entanglement is you and I right now visualize a cloud. It appears somewhere else in the world.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Remember,
yeah.
Our call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. We have another write-in, and that is from Bill Trudlier. And he is asking if you see any healing for his left eye that's giving him some problems.
Okay. Hey, Bill. Thank you for sending in a message. The first thing that I'm going to say is very general, and that is if it's your left eye, that's the feminine side of your psyche, because it's on the left side of the body. So what we want to find out is what part of you wants nurturing, what part of you wants a deeper connection with nature, what part of you is not expressing itself, and then that would also be how you see the world. So are you giving yourself an opportunity to see what you want to see on the more receptive and passive side of yourself? The other thing I would say is every day, like 10 or 15 times, I would say, universe, please heal my eye. Or you can look in the mirror and say, my eye is healing. I'm seeing it heal. We can add to that that you find exactly the right doctor. Let's delete and uncreate whatever pain you're feeling about that right now and let go of it. Let's make some adjustments in the nerves in your neck and very small adjustment in the optic nerve. And let everything balance out on both sides of your body. But I would definitely look up for yourself or think about it. What does the passive side of yourself want? Sometimes that's a lot of rest. Sometimes that's care from others. And give that some thought. But yes, I think you can heal it, particularly if you work with those types of modalities.
You know, that's always fascinating to me, Julia, how you're able to look in and just pinpoint immediately like what's really going on and to give a way of solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, do you see different dimensions, or is it pretty much the way we see it through our earthly eyes?
No, I see different dimensions, but I have to do that on request. I ask that I only do that when I want to or I need to help a person. Every now and then, I'll be in a wonderful space and things will flow, and I'm like, wow, I can see this, or I can see that, or, you know, there are other universes that have beautiful planets, and this is so cool. But I also like to be grounded and practical on the same time that I'm ethereal and spiritual, because I think we all have to strive for balance the way the world is right now.
Is the whole world going through what the United States is going through, or are some countries doing this a little smoother?
For whatever reason right now, the power is in the United States, whether you want to call that money or energy or love. So it's much more intense here. You could call this like the testing ground in many ways, but as time goes on, it will heighten everywhere else. But this is sort of the place where the decisions are being made.
So when we're coming up to this next election time period, mm-hmm. Do you see peace as we're going through this process?
Or, do I see or what?
Peace? Like we're going to
what
do this
I see
peacefully?
Is that as we begin to go into a higher vibration, the biggest changes in our personal worlds and in the outer world have to do with what happens inside of us. Are we becoming more of our inner self? Are we giving up fear? Are we starting to realize that our consciousness impacts things? It's our consciousness that determines things. It matters less to me as to who is elected, as it does that we learn to use our consciousness and know that if we all see peace, there has to be peace. If we all continue to see a clean environment, and I started working on this 5 years ago, seeing that some of the species were coming back, like the wolves have been coming back. They found all these animals that were supposedly extinct. They're coming back all over the world. You know, you don't think, oh my gosh, there are no lizards, there are no snakes because the world is so toxic. You think, oh, the world is healing, and I'm seeing these things everywhere. And that's how you change it. Another way of changing it is what is known as conscious consumerism. Almost every grocery store, even out here in the sticks, has organic food now. Why? Because that's what we choose to buy. If we continue to choose to buy things that are made the right way or support the environment, then they will change what they do. So the change is really up to us.
I love that. I know that where I live, we have very good water. We have more organic food than non-organic, and more the stores literally highlight what food comes in from local farmers. Mm-hmm. And I always think that's fabulous, because I think we could get to support, you know, the local ones that are farming, and then that food doesn't have to travel such a distance
exactly.
to get to us.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of a change that's been created through people's consciousness. What you really want, when you decide that you would really want clean air, or you want a beautiful world more than you want to be afraid or irritated, that's when it starts to come into being, and it's so hard to do, but we can all practice it and attain it.
So I have a question for you on me, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
Sure.
And that is, do I get to, I have moved so many times in my life. Do you mm-hmm. see me getting to stay where I'm at now, or do you see another move?
You can stay where you are now, but you're still going to move around and go different places during the year. You know, you will continue to travel, but you can keep that as a home base if you want.
Steph, I really like where I live. It's one of the few places where I think that I come home and I go, oh, I'm home.
Mm-hmm. So it's nurturing.
You know, it's very nurturing. I think it's because I'm in the middle of a forest.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah. You know, and so.
Yeah, and plus you want a home now.
Yes, that's true.
You yeah, really, truly want a home that's yours and is waiting for you.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the new heater to arrive so I can go back there.
And that'll be wonderful.
Yes, it will. So, Julia, what is your special offer that you have for us today?
It is less than half of what I usually charge for a half-hour reading. It's $97. And that's for a half hour. You can talk to me about your problems in depth. If you're not sure what direction to go in, then I'll help you find it. If you have problems, I will give you concrete answers and we'll clear energy, and I can give you some practical steps to take.
I want to tell you all, I know a lot of this is Thanksgiving, and that you'll be listening to this later because you guys are so great. And how you can schedule with her is you go to Julia, it's J-U-L-I-A, schedule, period, as, that's A-S, period, me, M-E. And again, I'll have that on my website where you usually find the link to the show. I will have that also, so you can go to Julia's schedule, period, as, period, me. And that's how you get that special. I have already signed up because I always want to exemplify what I think is in everybody's best interest to do. And so if you feel moved, you can follow along and do the same thing. I think you'll be really pleased with the results. Julia.
Yes.
There is a couple that they have written in, name of Joshua and Tracy, and they are considering staying in Austin or moving to Singapore. Do you see that one would be in their best interest?
Right now it's Austin. You may want to move to Singapore later, but right now Austin is giving you a lot of energy on a geographical level. You're receiving energy from the people around you, and it's sustaining and nourishing. And I think it's a little boring probably for you to stay there, but you should, certainly for the next year and maybe for the next 2 years. And as you receive this energy, while the world is really not that stable, it will be a really great thing for you. And then if you want to move to Singapore and do something different, that would be fabulous.
So, well, they were trying to decide where would be a better place because they're planning on starting a family with babies. Mm-hmm. And they were saying which would be a better place to live for the family to have support.
It's Austin.
It's Austin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they'll be pleased to hear that.
And when I answer a question like that, I'm looking at what is the air like, what is the water like, what is the geography like, what's available on a cultural level for the people who are asking, and is there a resonance? So there's a greater resonance between them and Austin than the other location.
Okay. I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear that, and that'll help, you know, influence that decision for them because it's very important for them. Okay. And then we have another write-in between a lady named Courtney and her boss, which is Keith, and she's thinking of, is this a good job that I'm in, or will there be a blow-up between the boss? Sometimes there's tension. She's saying that she's not, let me see if I read this right, she's not getting to speak her mind very clearly. She's getting cut off. And mm-hmm. so she's wondering, any suggestions you can make about this employment status?
Okay, well, her irritation and anger are growing at her boss because it's just been going on for a while. I think that the boss is going to keep cutting her off. You know, like, she's not really open to the growth of Courtney, this person that wrote in. She can be mm-hmm. very nice, she can be nourishing, she can be kind, but she doesn't want Courtney to grow in the way that she wants to as far as speaking up or saying that something's wrong or that she has a good idea. So it's limited. I think if she's careful and she knows that what her boss does not want to hear or does not want her to speak up about, she can keep the job. I would say, I would not want it more than 6 to 9 months, but she can keep the job if she says, okay, I've decided, yes, this woman irritates me, but she also has good qualities. It's a job for now, and it gives me time to look for another one. I wouldn't stay there is what I'm saying. But she's not going to be fired. You know, they don't have to have a blow up.
Okay, so on that one, would it be wise for her to start looking? Maybe that's just security. If this is what I'm thinking for her, that it's just security. Would it be wise for her to start looking in another direction? Would she be able to find a job in a relatively short period of time?
Well, this is why I'm saying 6 to 9 months. What I'm getting is start right looking right before or right after Christmas. And then I'm seeing about a 60-day job search. I think once she believes that she can get another job in another field, she will. She's certainly employable. It's just believing and deciding that she wants it enough.
Well, I always wonder, too, when somebody's looking at that, when they've gotten comfortable in a job, if they're mm-hmm. starting to assess what other kinds of possibility of jobs would be available for their talents. I mean, I always think that's where, you know, it would be a question. But we'll come back to that. We have Steve on the line. Thank you for your patience, Steve. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Sharon?
Hey, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Julia?
Well, she can read my aura if she'd like. So I have white hair and blue eyes.
Right. Now you're projecting a really nice color of pink, and I can see some purple. So you're overall right now, you're in a pretty peaceful, good place. What can I help you with?
I guess just tell me what you see going forward. I'm kind of in the healing, alternative healing practice right now. So working on my spirituality, I guess you'd say also.
Okay. I think probably anyone who calls in is going to be working on their spirituality, or this probably wouldn't appeal to them. What I would say is that I would start visualizing that you're getting more effects, more positive results from your healing process. And I would also start seeing that you have more clients coming in because you really enjoy it. I also think that you can go a little deeper and that you have a little more power than what you think you have. And part of that for you is visualizing your end result very sharply before you even start.
Okay.
Does that help?
Good information, yes.
Steve, did you want to ask a question, too, on behalf of any of your children?
Sure. My daughter, Nicole, is on a spiritual journey as well with a practice, but isn't attracting clients right now.
Okay. She's repelling clients right now. It's coming from her second and third chakras.
Okay.
So how would she go about changing that? Is it a mantra? Is it a shift in belief?
Well, right now I'm clearing her chakras. So if she had a past lifetime when she believed that when something went wrong and she believed that she wasn't a good healer, and I don't think it had anything to do with her healing techniques. It was just something that happened that was related to something else that made her believe that. Let's delete and uncreate that. And let's give her the sensation and the feeling that it's safe for her to be a healer. You know, an awful lot of women were killed during the medieval times for being healers or for being successful healers.
Too.
And so there's a lot of fear around it, particularly right before you step into your power and you really let it happen. So whatever her past lifetime experience was, let's let go of that. Let's erase that and bring her into the present and tell her it's time to step into her abilities, because I really believe it is. And
I
it's time
too.
For her to
she
allow
too,
people to come to her.
There's some block there somewhere.
Yeah. And then let's see her receiving money and appreciation and praise for doing that. And
okay,
we can just start with that. It's a more complex problem than that, but that should be enough to start opening it up.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Was that? I hope that was clear enough for Nicole. And I thought that was so beautiful. You know, I've heard you say many times, watch what we believe and then uncreate. Do we uncreate as simply, and Dave, hold on, you're next on the line. But do we uncreate by just saying, I'm going to uncreate this? Or how does that happen?
Well, I can actually see the particles on the timeline. And when I say it, they just dissolve and disappear. And they take on another form. So all of us have, let's just go with, whether we want to believe in past lives or not, we all have holograms of them. And so usually when a person has a block, not always, sometimes it's this lifetime, is, you know, like when they were a child. Sometimes it's another lifetime. And I go back to that moment when the block occurred, and I rearrange the particles and bring them back into the future, and the present and the future in a different form.
So literally, as you're saying, you're uncreating, you're literally helping them uncreate, and they don't have to go, okay, now what do I do next?
Exactly. I'm uncreating the illusion that something is wrong with them because of something that happened in a past life and was upsetting. Like all of us when we're a small child, let's just say our parents are having a terrible day. They might say something like, can you ever do anything right? Or do you always spill everything? Do you always have to do that kind of thing? Are you always making a mess? And because our parent is irritated and we love them, it makes a pattern. We start to believe that about ourselves, because why would our loving parents say that? And so I would say, you know, delete and uncreate. I'm always making a mess. You're a very neat, organized person. Let's bring that into this reality.
That is so cool. Okay, Dave, thank you for your patience. You are on Know the Name, Know the Answers. What is your question for Julia?
Yeah, hi, Julia.
Hey,
thank
Dave.
You so much. I wanted to ask anything. I don't want to be myself anything specific, but can you tell me anything that I should know, possibly, if you could read my energy or whatnot?
Well, this is what I said in the beginning. Now, don't just say, like, here's your energy and you need to do this or that. Ask me a concrete question in an area of your life that you're working with, because what I do is look at your soul's light and help you get there.
Okay.
So what's something that you want in your life or something that you want to change?
Let's just say, how about finding an entrepreneurial career, business idea of a specific better way?
Okay, what's interesting is that when you said that, the image of a partner came up. Where that came from, I don't know, but it was more like, you know, like someone you would live with or someone you would be in love with. So maybe we're looking for a partner or an opportunity that comes from someone that you know from the past or a past life.
See,
so
could my thoughts be interfering with that? Because when he started asking a question, I immediately thought he really needs a love interest.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay.
So I don't know if what you're asking about, if you really want someone who loves you, and that feels like that's how it is to me. I think that when you're loved and fully loved, that these other opportunities that you're looking for will come in. It's like, you know, the universe sometimes has this very specific order of the way things are supposed to happen. And other times we can dictate it. I think your thing to do right now is to find someone who loves you. And I think that person is waiting for you.
So how would you go about finding a person like that if the person's waiting, if you don't know what to do to go meet them?
Well, you can imagine that your heart is emanating pink light. and that it's going out to someone who really loves you. You can think about what it feels like when you're loved, what it's like when someone is waiting for you when you come home from work or come home from running errands, what it's like when you need help with something and you can just pick up the phone and they answer, or what it's like, you know, to hold someone's hand. And when you hold their hand, you feel their life force and you feel so connected. So it's not like you're looking for, we're going to go out with a searchlight beam and find that person. You're going to think about what it feels like to be loved and how you want to be loved. Because let's just go, for example, everybody has four or five people who would fit the ticket. But what I think is, let's look in terms of compatibility. You want someone who's compatible with you and easy to get along with. And you want someone that loves you the way that you want to be loved. Someone can love you a lot and not love you that way.
That's
and you want to be able to love them the right way.
Do people have a... I'm sorry, Dave, go ahead, and then I'll ask my question after.
No. I just said very interesting. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes,
are you
thinking
in relationship?
All the time about being surrounded by the by love. Go ahead, Jerome.
Oh, I was just going to... ask Dave, are you in relationship right now, or have you considered
no.
being in one recently? Has that been a recent desire of yours?
Nope. Not
well,
at
it's
all.
A heart's desire. Your heart is saying, this is what I want.
So my question to you, Dave, is would you be willing to sit and do that, well, I want to call it an exercise that mm-hmm. was mentioned about feeling what it is like to be loved and whatnot, and see what would happen. Would you be open to that?
Sure, yeah, I'll try it out, yeah.
Well, one thing I found, too, is that when someone really loves you, it really picks up your overall energy field, and it gives you a feeling of being successful and feeling powerful, and it makes it much easier for you to do what you want to do.
So there's so many people in the world that are not in a loving relationship or don't have a significant partner. Do they get that feeling then through their friendships that you're talking about?
Well, that or universal love. Because this I know, that when you go through like tests of the soul, when you're trying to get to a higher level, your friends are never going to answer, and your boyfriend is probably going to be in another country. Nobody is going to pick up the phone. So you keep going into universal, unconditional love, and you keep remembering that there's a higher force. And if you do it long enough, that force meets you, and it illuminates you to some degree, and that's when everybody who hasn't returned your calls for the last 10 days calls you back. But on a day-to-day level, you're... the more deeply you go into spirituality, the more deeply you're going to have people who love you. And they just sort of come along. Like, I know at one point I felt like I was the only person up here who was deeply spiritual, and I started working at different chiropractic offices in Atlanta. And a lot of those people became my friends and moved up here. They left Atlanta and came to me.
Wow. Dave, did you have anything else you wanted to ask? I don't know if you're still online, but yeah.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Know the name, know the answers. Okay, so, Julia, when you mm-hmm. started talking with the wolves, did the wolves say things like uncreate or erase that? Or how did you get that terminology?
No, it took me a long time to learn all these things. And obviously a whole lot of this comes from my own personal inner work.
Yes.
And I heard someone a long time ago say that on a show, and I thought, well, that didn't do anything. But I thought, I wonder if I started seeing as everything is made of particles, and why can't I rearrange the particles? Because if we go to a higher level of spirituality, everything that's not in alignment with who we really are, that really perfect part of us that's our divine blueprint, has to be an illusion. It's something we're learning from. And this way that we have of thinking of like getting hurt or feeling sad or feeling angry, that's a karmic pattern that we're overcoming. Yeah, that's the way we're evolving. But what if you could do it 9 or 10 times faster?
Oh,
so
much better.
I really want to be able to do that 9 or 10 times faster. And then that's how that came to be.
Well, I'm glad that you did the work so you could discover that, because when I was hearing you say it, I thought, wow, that is great terminology, because I think our words are our biology. We're creating with our words at all times. So I can see where you say uncreate, where that would be uncreating. You know, at the same time, though, are you visualizing that uncreating, or are you just seeing it because it's happening?
I'm seeing it like a scene. Like the person who asked about her daughter, it looked like a betrayal to me during Greek or Roman times. So I dissolved that picture completely. And then I held a picture of the person she had been through time, which is someone who was a very good and very profound healer. And I took those images and aligned that with who she is now.
Well, I certainly hope that Nicole, that was Nicole Steve's daughter, he lets her listen to the show, not only just to tell her, because I think that she would really benefit from that. Julia, is there something that you wish that everybody knew or everybody understood?
I'll tell you what the wolves told me is that when we came to this planet, we were so perfect in thought and emotion and spirit, we could walk by a tree and wish for an apple or wish for a blackberry, and it would appear on the tree. We could walk to the ocean and we could wish that there were waves and waves appeared. And that when we're in alignment with the spiritual world and the physical world and the harmony that exists between the two, that we can create almost anything. And the wolves have remained our friends. They came to the planet about the time that we did on a spiritual level. They have remembered all of our powers for this time. And they're holding those images of us, you know, like I talked about aligning with our powers from another lifetime, so that we can wake up and become the magical, incredible, and aligned people that we really are. So when I remember it for you, when I remember it for Nicole, when I see the perfect person for someone, I'm aligning you with that vision that comes from your inner self. And I'm hoping that that harmony will begin on the earth.
That is beautiful. Is there a meditation or a practice that people could do that could help them come to that place? You always radiate such peace to me, Julia. Like,
oh, well,
such
thank you.
Calmness.
I'll work for it.
You know, it's such calmness and such peace. And I'm wondering if there's a practice that you could recommend to people if they're also wanting that calmness and peace to be inside so it automatically radiates out like yours does. If there's a suggestion you can make for them.
Well, if you look at it and you hear what I just said, we have a lower self that feels these waves of distress, bad temper, irritated feelings, not knowing what to do. Oh my God, I've got 50 things to do and I've got, you know, an hour and a half to do them, and what am I going to do? Well, if you move into, there's a universal rhythm, there's a universal peace. That's part of my inner self. If I ask for alignment with that, then it has to be, because that's what this earth really is. It's a place where we're learning how to move into that. And then I'll go into whatever I get done is perfect. Universe, show me what to do first. And whatever I don't get done, however it happens, the universe will find a way of making it happen for me. And it often does.
I like that part. I wish the universe would make some of these articles I need to be writing happen for me.
I think you have to get your heater in first.
Yeah, it's hard to sit and do anything constructive when you're cold.
It really is. So let's see that already for you. Your heater is on. You're surrounded by blue-green waves of peace. You can feel it flowing through your heart. And you're moving into a time where you're comfortable and it's easy to write. You no longer feel like it's something that you're waiting to do. You feel like it's something that's flowing through you, and it's pleasurable, and it's just so such great fun to have a job where you can use your spiritual self and your intellectual self and your heart all together at one time.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Would you tell us one more time about your special that you have for everybody, so anybody who came and joined us late can go ahead and hear about that?
It is less than half for a half-hour reading, and that's $97 for a half hour. I can look at your energy field. You can tell me what you want and what's going on in your life that you don't want. I can help you with both. I see energy. I can use my light to help you break up patterns from the past. I can give you practical advice on it. An example of that would be the lady who's having the problem with her boss. I would say, I'm emanating calm and peace. I only have a few more months of dealing with this job, and I can be peaceful while I'm there. I see her as being calm and nice to me while I'm doing this. So you learn to rewrite it in your mind. That's the practical part. Then you have some action steps. And then you work on seeing who you're going to become. If we have something to clear that comes from something that happened to you during this lifetime, we clear it. And sometimes I can see what's going on from past lifetimes. If it's time to do that, then we can clear that.
Well, everybody, I think this is an incredible gift that Julia has offered everybody, and I really would encourage you to take advantage of it. I always think if we act now, we're always grateful later on that we did. And when we procrastinate, then we get upset with ourselves and go, oh, I should have, could have, would have, you know. And what a lovely day of Thanksgiving, Julia, for you to come and give us your time and your talents on this fabulous day of Thanksgiving when it's such a day of giving thanks. And so many people are celebrating with families.
So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share with all of you. I'm so glad that I got to meet everyone on the call. And they can find the link on your website, I think, or your calendar or Facebook.
Yeah, it's on knowthename.com on the schedule page, and it's on the Thanksgiving page on that page. And I wanted to ask one thing. We have a fabulous producers of both Don and Doug Newsom. And on their behalf, and Don, you can come right in and ask a question for yourself if you'd like. On their behalf, I'm wondering if it's time for them to move out of California with BBS Radio and into another location, and if that's the case, where you would see that and the timing.
It's almost time, and it's geographical. Whatever's going on geographically, you no longer like, and this place no longer resonates with you. I'm seeing about 3 months. If you want to make that shift, you can. If you want to wait a year, you can, but you'll become increasingly uncomfortable. The thing that you want to think about is, how do you want it to feel when you move? What is the person that you want to become when you're there? Would you feel sharper? Would it be easier? What kind of work do you want? What kind of people do you want to work with? Do you want people who are on a higher spiritual level and emanate love? Who do you want as your friends when you move? And as you answer these questions, it starts to create that reality. The universe says, oh, yeah, that's what you want, or, oh, no, that's not what you want. And you get these wonderful clues. But I would make a very sharp visual, and I'd start working on that, you know, 5 or 10 minutes a day. When you think, I wonder if I should leave, then you make a visual of yourself in another place when you have all the things that feel like they're missing now. Okay, so here's an easy example, and this may be part of it. Let's say you want twice the salary. So when you get your paycheck or whatever you're doing, you would say, well, when I move, I'll get twice this. I'll imagine I have the check in my hand. You know, that would be one way of doing it. You don't just say, gee, I'd like to make more money. You say, I'm going to really visualize and feel that money coming in. And that's how you get into the flow that you want to create, because both of you want a bigger flow in life.
I think that's hysterical that you also picked that one, because I am saying my mantras on doubling my income so that I would be able to assist more people. And I do it every day before I get out of bed. Like when, right, I'm really still in that theta brainwave state, it's like I'm saying, you know, my gratitude for the universe for that provision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you already have it. It's already there.
You know, and I think when we do that, it's amazing what opens up and what can happen. And I just think our producers of BBS, the brothers, are just fabulous. So I appreciate you answering that on their behalf.
And so, we can all see it for them. Whenever we see something good for someone else, we're also creating it for ourselves.
Oh, isn't that a good one to know?
Yes. It has to be a love vibration when you do it. You can't just do it to get more. But when you do it from a place of love, it really does happen.
See, that's just so incredible. Thank you for reminding us of all of that. You know, I
You're
think
welcome.
We learn
Enjoy.
These things. you know, we learn them or we hear them. And then I think as we get entangled in life, and literally sometimes it feels like an entanglement, I think sometimes it's easy to forget what we've heard or what we knew or what our soul has spoken to us previously.
Well, they say the indigenous belief for Native Americans is that, you know, we tend to have this thing that we want to go straight up the mountains, but all the indigenous people know that it's a dance. We go two steps forward and one step back. We remember and we go forward and we forget. We go back and we learn it again, and then we step forward again. And a dance is okay, too.
Well, that's just gorgeous. Thank you so much, Julia, for being with us. I would like to remind everybody that if you would like to schedule with this incredible offer that Julia has given us, it is at Julia Schedule, then there's a period, then as, A-S, another period, me, M-E. So Julia Schedule, period, as, period, me. You can also find that link on knowthename.com on the schedule page, and it is on the Thanksgiving page. And all you have to do is click. You can see all about Julia and her story with the wolves that I've copied over just to remind you that she is fabulous in what she does, so that you're going to want to take advantage of this fabulous opportunity that she has offered to all of us. So happy Thanksgiving, Julia. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your celebratory day to celebrate with the rest of us.
Namaste. I bow before the divine in you and all those who are listening.
And everyone, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of your day or your rest of your evening, depending on what time zone you're in. And this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off.